The reference book company, Merriam-Webster, has added a new definition of the pronoun they to its famous Webster's Dictionary. It now lists the word they as referring to a single person whose gender identity is non-binary. This will be welcome news for those who identify neither as male nor female, people with non-binary identities. Many institutions have already incorporated a gender-neutral option into their official forms. A growing number of local governments, schools, and airlines have introduced the gender choice of X to accommodate people who do not consider themselves as male or female, and for gender-fluid people who switch between different genders. Merriam-Webster stated that the use of they in place of he or she recognizes people who did not conform to an expected gender expression or who seemed to be neither male nor female. It added, "We've struggled to find the right language to describe these people, and in particular, the right pronouns." It points out that the word they has been used as a singular pronoun since the late 1300s. William Shakespeare used it in this way in the early 17th century. In 1898, the playwright George Bernard Shaw wrote in his play Antony and Cleopatra that no man goes to battle to be killed, but they do get killed. Merriam-Webster says that today, nearly everyone uses the singular they in casual conversation.